thank you, Lord, for this day. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the breath of life. Lord, we thank you for the chance to come together as your body, Lord, as your true church, Father, in this world. And Lord, as we would open up, Father, your word this morning, as we would spend some time before you, Lord, we do pray and ask, Father, that your spirit, the spirit of truth, would be with us, Lord, that you'd lead and guide us into all truth. Father, we invite you, Lord, to witness on the inside, Father, in the hearts of everyone that's here, Lord God, even as deep calls out to deep. Lord, may your word call out, Lord God, to the parts of us, Father, that long for your truth, Lord, that long for you, that long for your way, Father. In a world, Lord, that's chosen another way, Lord, we want your way, Father. And this day, we align ourselves with that. We pray for that, Lord. We ask for that. So, Lord, this morning, I get out of the way completely, Father. I decrease, Father, and I invite the full increase in the flow of your spirit, Father, through your servant, Lord, unto your purpose and your end. So, Lord, we just give this time over to you. And, Lord, we leave aside every care, every concern, Lord, every weight, Lord, every thought that's in our minds, Lord, that would keep us, Father, preoccupied. Lord, we just bind that right now and leave it on the side and leave it at your feet. And, Lord, we pray, Father, for just the sweetness of your spirit. And we bind also every hindering spirit and every demonic force that would seek to attack or would seek to disrupt this meeting in any way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Okay. That's fine. It's okay. Deuteronomy chapter 28. And I want to go through Hugh. Hey, good morning, Hugh. How are you? Gosh, Hugh's like the wind. He's like the John 3. He comes and goes. You don't know when he's coming and when he's going. Welcome, Hugh. Deuteronomy chapter 28, and I want to go through actually the whole chapter. So I'll read it in English, and then if somebody wants to go through it in single, it'll take a little time. But I want you to think about this. Don't just read it and go through it. I want to actually go through the whole thing. So I'm going to start, and then I'll trade it off with you.
Okay.
Right. And it shall come to pass, if thou hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. Blessed shall the fruit shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kin, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy baskets and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouse and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee as an holy people unto himself, and as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandment of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, and in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain unto thy land, and in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command to thee this day, to observe and to do them, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. Cursed shall be the basket, thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy land, and the increase of thy kin, and the flocks of thy sheep. Cursed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke, and in all that thou settest thine hand unto for to do, until thou be destroyed, and until thou perish quickly because of the wickedness of thy doing, whereby thou hast forsaken me. The Lord shall make thee, shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee, until he have consumed thee from off the land whether thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption, and with a fever, and with an inflammation, and with an extreme burning, and with the sword, and with blasting, and with mildew, and they shall pursue thee until thou perish. And thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee, until thou be destroyed. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them, and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed unto all the kingdoms of the earth. And thy carcass shall be meat unto the fowls of the air, and unto the beasts of the earth, and no man shall fray them away. The Lord will smite thee with the botch of Egypt, and with the emeralds, and with the scab, and with the itch, whereof thou canst not be healed. The Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart, and thou shalt grope at the noonday as the blind gropeth in the darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in thy ways. Thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build an house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and shalt not gather the grapes thereof. Thine ox shall be slain before thine eyes, and thou shalt not eat thereof. Thine ass shall be violently taken away from before thy face, and shall not be restored to thee. Thy sheep shall be given unto thine enemies, and thou shalt have none to rescue them. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto others, another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no might in thine hand. The fruit of thy land and all thy labors shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up, and thou shalt not only be only oppressed and crushed always, so that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. The Lord shall smite thee in the knees and in the legs with a sore botch that cannot be healed, from the sole of thy foot unto the top of thy head. The Lord shall bring thee and thy king, which thou shalt set over thee, unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there shalt thou serve another god, wood and stone. And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations, whether the Lord shalt lead thee. Thou shalt carry much seed out into the field, and shalt gather but little in, for the locusts shall consume it. Thou shalt plant vineyards and dress them, but shalt neither drink of the wine nor gather the grapes, for the worms shall eat them. Thou shalt have olive trees throughout all thy coasts, but thou shalt not anoint thyself with the oil, for thine olives shall cast her fruit, his fruit. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shalt go into captivity. All thy trees and fruit of thy land shall the locust consume. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign, and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever, because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart, for the abundance of all things. Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemy, which the Lord hath sent against thee, in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want and in all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. He shall eat the fruit of thy cattle and the fruit of thy land, until thou be destroyed, which also shalt not leave thee either corn, wine, or oil, or the increase of thy kin, or flocks of thy sheep, until he have destroyed thee. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates, until thy high and fenced walls come down, wherein thou trustest throughout all the land. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates throughout all the lands which the Lord thy God hath given thee. And thou shalt eat the fruit of thine own body, the flesh of thy sons and of thy daughters, which the Lord thy God hath given thee, in the siege and in the straitness wherein thine enemy shall distress thee. So that the man that is tender among you and very delicate, his eyes shall be evil towards his brother and towards the wife of his bosom and towards the remnant of his children, which he shall leave, so that he will not give to any of them of the flesh of his children whom he shall eat, because he hath nothing left him in the siege and in the straitness wherein thine enemy shall distress thee in all thy gates. The tender and delicate woman among you, which would not adventure to set the sole of her foot upon the ground for delicateness and tenderness, her eyes shall be evil towards the husband of her bosom, and towards her son, and towards her daughter, and towards her young one that cometh out from between her feet, and towards her children, which she shall bear. For she shall eat them for one of all things secretly in the siege and straitness, whether thine enemies shall distress thee in thy gates. If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God, then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed, even great plagues, and of long continence, and sore sickness, and of long continence. Moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt, which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee. And every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed. And ye shall be left few in number, whereas ye were as the stars of heaven for multitude, because thou wouldst not obey the voice of the Lord thy God. And it shall come to pass, as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught. And he shall be plucked from off, and ye shall be plucked from off the land whether thou goest to possess it. And the Lord shall scatter thee among all people, from the ends of the earth even unto the other. And there thou shalt serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone. And among these nations shalt thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have have rest, but the Lord shall give thee there a trembling heart and a failing eye and sorrow of mind. And thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shalt have none assurance of thy life. In the morning thou shalt say, Would God, if it were even. And even thou shalt say, Would God, if it were morning. For the fear of thine heart, wherewith thou shalt fear, and for the sight of thine eyes, which thou shalt see, and the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again, with ships by the way, whereof I spake unto thee. Thou shalt see it no more again, and there shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you. Whew. In 1 second. Wow. Yes? Blessings and curses. You know, when we look at the scriptures, you know what? I think there's a certain church pattern that's very destructive for people. There's a certain church pattern. It's a pattern that you see in most churches. During Jesus' day, and even the early church, when Paul was writing to Timothy, he instructed him to spend time reading the scriptures together. Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And with this, this is God's word to his people. And he lays out before the people blessings and curses. It's interesting in verse 58 when he says, And thou shalt fear the glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God. When I was looking at that last night, that literally in the Hebrew, that one was Yehovah Elohim. Jehovah Elohim. That he said, you will fear, that's the name. Fearful, Jehovah Elohim. And a brother in Christ was recently talking about Jehovah and Elohim, two names for God. Jehovah being the judgment of God. And Elohim being the compassion of God. And you know, what happens so often is that people will refer to, they only want to take one part of God. So how many people have heard God, people say, how could a loving God do this? Or God, the God I serve, he's love. Yes, he is. But he's also much, much more. And so people would like to treat God like a buffet. The buffet of faith. Yes, the faith buffet. So I would like a little sini sambal. And I would like a little bit of, yeah, of course, but yes, must have some rice. But in the end, it's God is not a buffet. God is a 7-course meal. And you will eat the whole thing. Your existence and your life in this world, you have before you two paths, two ways. You have two kingdoms in operation. You have the kingdom of God and you have the kingdom of this world. And now when God was speaking to the nation of Israel here, He was speaking to a group of people that had been called by His name. And today, when I look out and I see 30,000 plus denominations, and each one of them are over here saying, we're the special group. I have some questions that arise in my mind. Because I see in Scripture and the way that God established His church, the early church especially, they were a body of believers that walked with the Lord. There was no Church of the Blessed Cross. There was no. My dad and I were talking recently about how if you're a Muslim, you just go to mosque. You don't go to the mosque of Muhammad's first revelation. And the revived mosque of Islam. And they're not all competing for everyone to come to the meeting. But it makes sense that the devil would work so hard and so diligently to split the body of Christ among human and mental carnal levels. But the early church was the church in Jerusalem. The church in Antioch. The church in Philadelphia. The church in Rome. Everyone was. Why was it the church in Rome? Because that's just where the body of Christ was. That's the physical location that people were that happened to be following the Spirit of God. So the nature of a denomination is division in and of itself. And God is not divided. So what you end up seeing, though, is you see the wheat and the tares growing together in all of these places. And you'll see God's people and the people of this world mixed together in the same denominations everywhere. But God, to the nation of Israel at this time, was speaking something to a people that had been called by His name.
Israel
Now, when we read it through, it's exhausting just to read it. Have you ever had a bad day? A day where it seemed like nothing could go right. A day where it seemed like everything that you touched broke. Everything that you needed to happen was not happening and falling into place. You're running late, you break your leg. The ambulance drops you out of the back while you're trying to drive away. You roll down the street and you hit your grandmother while you're in this. I mean, it's everything you could possibly think of goes wrong for you. Now, multiply that by a million. And toss in with that disease and affliction and everything that you can possibly imagine, and you get close to what God said, this is what will happen to you if you leave. Because God had placed His name on a group of people. This His name had not been placed on everybody in the world at that time. The way had not been made for each and every one of us to come to the Father through Christ Jesus. So God wanted a clear example in this earth and in this world of a group of people that knew Him, that walked with Him. To show forth His power, to show forth how He was able to do something with a group that had been discarded. Before Deuteronomy 28, God took a group of slaves. They were slaves. The Israelites were slaves. God took a group of people that were slaves in a nation of Egypt, Egypt being a representation of the world. And to fulfill a promise that He had made, and He had swore even by Himself, by His own name, He brought them out. And if you look back at your own life, you see where God, in His power, by His grace, brought each and every one of us out that know Him by name. It was His power, it was His mercy upon us that chose us, that predestined us, that brought us unto Himself. God did that for us. And among this group of people, He put His name on them. So all the nations of the world would know, this is a group of people called by My name. So I took a group of people that were nothing in this world, that were slaves, that were being oppressed, that had no way ever out of it in and of themselves. They'd still be in Egypt this day serving another king if it had not changed.
Gatta Umhansege Name Darana, other Venopotate Kare Natta, Kama
So God brings them out by His power. And He then, at this point here, when the law is being presented to the people, He presents them with basically, again, the choice that we make in this world every day.
There's
the same verse like in verse 45 where it comes very many times. It says, because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God to keep His commandments and His statutes which He commanded thee. So either you listen or you don't. Either you choose His will or you choose your own will. Okay, flip to Proverbs 19 real quick. Keep your finger in Deuteronomy 28, but flip to Proverbs 19. And verse 3 says, the foolishness of a man perverteth his way, and his heart fretteth against the Lord. And some of you have Bibles that say, a man's own ways destroys his own life, yet his heart rages against God. Same verse. That a man's own ways will destroy his own life, but his heart rages against God. And in Proverbs 14 and Proverbs 16, it says, in 14 verse 16 and 16 verse 25, it says that there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. So there's a way that seems right unto the natural mind. There's a way that seems right unto the mind of a person. But the end of it is death. Death of your spirit, death of your soul, death of your dreams, death of your call, death to everything. So in Deuteronomy 28, when you get to the bulk of the second part of the chapter, it's death following them everywhere they went. Because they refused to listen to the voice of the Lord their God, they got their own way. And when they got their own way, things started to die. The work of their hands began to die. The trees that they planted began to die. Their physical bodies began to die, deteriorate on them even while they were still physically alive. Their bodies began to rot. Their callings began to die. Their purpose began to die. The everything that they were about began to die. Jesus again, John 15, I am the vine, you are the branches. You remain in me and my words remain in you, will you bear much fruit, right? And if someone does not remain in me, what's he like? He's like a branch that's broken off, thrown to the side, it withers and it dies. So you go your own way, you're outside of the vine. And if you're outside of the vine, you're in a place where there's only death. So when everything starts to die on you, if you are outside of the vine, don't get mad at God. You did it to yourself. How many people I know of who shake their fist at God and say, how could God let this happen to me? I sometimes wonder, how could you let that happen to yourself? Why? Why? Because God gave it to you. This Bible was written over 1500 year period of time. Forty different authors, 66 different books. Everyone from slaves to kings wrote things by the Spirit of God that went into this book. And He gave you this to reinforce the prodding of His Holy Spirit that speaks to you. Because even as Jesus said, look, you diligently study the scriptures because you think by them that you'll get life, but they are that which testify about me. What's the byproduct? God went through all of this so that you could have life. Jesus didn't die on the cross so that because he didn't have something to do that day. He went through that so that you could have a connection to the source of all life which you were cut off from, and that you could live in that every day. Deuteronomy 28, you know, it's I wonder sometimes, maybe it's just because people have it so good sometimes with the Lord that they start thinking it was them. Because the first part of that chapter, wow! It seems like everything that you touch has life. So the work of their hands is blessed. The thoughts of their minds. The things that they create, their families. There's a hedge and shield of protection put around them by the very Lord that made them. When forces come against them, they scatter in many directions. Why? For what reason? Verse 1, it says, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all His commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And verse 2 says, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. It'll actually overtake you. You won't be able to keep up with it. So the blessing of the Lord your God is going so far ahead of you, you're actually walking into the blessing as you're walking out life with Him. It's amazing to me that when he was talking in John 16, this is the condemnation of the world. Light has come into the world, but people choose darkness because their deeds are evil. They want the darkness. So they will reject the truth, they will reject light, they will reject the very God that made them, that went through so much for them, because in the end, their heart is towards that darkness. And what ends up happening? You get the consequences for your choice in your life, and here as a nation they receive something. The back half of Deuteronomy chapter 28 repeated itself several times in the history of the children of Israel. Even the point where it talked about them eating their own children in a siege, this literally happened. So in Samaria, when it was besieged, in 2 Kings 6, 25, and then in Jerusalem again, where Lamentations talks about it. Lamentations 2, 2 verse 10. When the siege that came upon them was so severe that they actually were eating their own children. The siege. Do you know what a siege is? Sorry, does. A siege is when, okay, an invading army would be coming your way. And so everybody, because they see this big army coming against them, they all run to the city for protection. So they run to the place that they have protection, they think in their own minds. The place that has the high walls that they trust in. And they go there because they think that they can then, you know, defend themselves from the enemies that are advancing against them. And And in a siege, what the enemy army would do is rather than attack the city, they would just surround it and block everything from going in and going out. So if there was water flowing into the city, there was a river or something like that, they'd go dam up the river. They put rocks there and there was something to stop it. If there was any kind of food that was around there, they couldn't get it. And so in a siege, imagine here in this room, there's a lot of us in this room this morning. If imagine if somebody all of a sudden locked the doors all the way around you. And all of us couldn't get out. If access to a bathroom, if they cut off the water that was coming into this place and there was no water supply, give us about 5 hours and what would people start doing to each other here? Now imagine that stretching on for days and weeks and months. And what's your situation? If you haven't eaten, how many people get grumpy if they haven't had lunch? Grumpy. But in this case, in this example, this was part of a curse that came on them. What does the scriptures tell us? The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. But rather, what have they done? They put their trust in man, they put their trust in themselves, they put their trust in their own way, and when they ran to it for protection, when they ran to it for their safety, it ended up consuming even themselves. There was death in the city. Do you remember the story of the 4 lepers that were sitting at the gate of the city during the siege? And they were trying to figure out what to do, and they said, we can't go back into the city, because if we go back in there, there's only death. It's a better option to go out to the enemy's army and at least surrender, because maybe they'll spare us, but we're surely going to die back there. You know, sometimes people forget where God brought them from. You forget that behind you, the only thing that happened back there was everything died. You were dying, your friends were dying, everything you touched was dying. And at some point along the way, God, by His mercy, opened your eyes, you called out to Him, and He brought you into life. And now, in that place of life, because God is taking care of you and shielding you, what's starting to come into the mind and into the heart? You know, the world and so much of what is coming on the world, even at this very moment right now, is a result of people getting the fulfillment of their own way. And so because people have chosen another way besides the Father, now they get the consequence for their own actions. So many of the diseases, many of the famines, many of the global crises, the wars, all of these destruction that's coming on the world right now, it's man reaping what he's sown. And no one gets away with anything. Those that are the destroyers today will be destroyed tomorrow. Those who are the oppressors today will tomorrow themselves be oppressed by another one as the cycle continues. Jesus Christ created a way for each and every one of us out of that. Now God does not change, right? Malachi chapter 3, where everyone, all the, a true principle there. I am the Lord thy God, I change it not. God does not change. Go all the way to the New Testament now, John chapter 10. Jesus said in John chapter 10, I am the good shepherd. My sheep know my voice. They won't listen to another. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. For those that don't hear the voice of God, they follow the voice of the thief. And the only thing there for them is death and destruction. And either they are being destroyed in and of themselves at that very moment, or they are being used as a destroyer and being destroyed in that same process. The world will promote you to the degree that you can help destroy other people. But God makes the way out, and all He says is, listen to the sound of my voice. Who are those who are the true sons and daughters of God? Those who follow the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit. Let me see. So now let's bring it down to practical. Okay, all of this to then say, this day in what you're dealing with. What is God saying to you? Okay, let me give you a very easy one. Forgive. Forgive those who trespass against you. You remember the passage of the unmerciful servant? Matthew 18 verse 15 is just a summary, but moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone, and if he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. And it goes on, and then in verse 23 it gives the account of the unmerciful servant in Matthew 18. Okay. So now, who do you think you are to hold on to unforgiveness if the voice of Jesus Christ and those that follow him are his true sons has told you to forgive?
දැන් අපි විතරම අපි ජේසුස් වහන්සේ උන්වහන්සේගේ දුවරු පුත්‍රයන්ට තෝරාගත් අයට කියනවා නම් සමාව දෙන්න කියලා අපි කවුද ඒක සමාව නොදී ඒක අල්ලගෙන ඉන්නේ.
You think you have a right to hold something in your heart against somebody when Jesus Christ did what he did for you?
ඔබ හිතනවාද ඔබට අයිතියක් තියෙනවා කියලා තව කෙනෙක් වෙනුවෙන් සමාව නොදී ඔබගේ හදවතේ ඒක හද කරගෙන ඉන්න Jesus
I've heard people say before, they've said, I will never forgive. I've heard that. I heard a man one time say, God may forgive them, but I will never will. Okay, to that man I say, he's just cursed himself. Why? He's cursed himself because God gave him the way of life and he chose death. What in this passage even here, what does Jesus tell us? He says, the guy that doesn't forgive, he's handed over to torturers. So very practically, when you choose not to forgive, what ends up happening is, in your spirit, in your heart, you open yourself up to demonic forces that now have a legitimate right to torture you in your thoughts, in your thinking, in your sleep, in every aspect of your life, every day from now until the day you die. Welcome to your life.
දැන් මොකක්ද මෙතන සිද්ධ වෙන්නේ? නුඹ තෝරගත්තට පස්සේ මේ කෙනාට සමාව නොදී ඉන්න නුඹ දොරක් හරිනවා. නොයෙකුත් යක්ෂ ආත්මවලට නුඹේ ජීවිතය පාලනය කරන්න මේ වද හිංසා කරන්න එතනින් එහාට හොන් විකටම නුඹේ මනස පාලනය කරන්න පටන් ගන්නවා. නුඹගේ ඒ ජීවිතය දැන් පස්සේ ආරම්භ වෙනවා.
So you have an absolute right now for those spirits to be in your life plaguing you day in and day out.
ඔවුන්ට නිතරම අයිතියක් තියෙනවා ඊට පස්සේ දවස් පතා නුඹගේ ජීවිතේ
And guess what? You chose that. An important principle with the Word of God. God will not put on you something that you cannot do. But the key with that, like Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So what do? For example, with just this one issue, you say, Lord, okay, here's your word. You tell me in your word I'm supposed to forgive. Yes? So please enable me by the power of your Spirit to do what's so difficult for me to do. I choose to forgive. Help this to be a reality in my life. So back to Deuteronomy 28. Who did they end up hurting in the end? By choosing another God, by choosing another way, who in the end was the one that ended up dealing with the consequences of that? Oh, I'll show God. I will show God. I won't forgive. You think they showed God anything? Is he still on the throne today? And all those people throughout history that have held bitterness and rage in their heart, where are they now? They're dealing with an eternal settlement of the place that they went into, past this life into. They're dealing with that now for throughout. Your time in this world is very short. And during this time, you're given a choice, a one big choice to make. Is God your God truly, or are you your God and do you serve the world? See, by default, if you choose your own way, you serve the world. So you can go to church serving yourself and you're serving the world. You are an instrument of destruction upon the lives of everything, everyone here. You are somebody who has death on your life. When Jesus taught the disciples to pray, what did he teach them? People recited, they never think, Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done. You have to choose to get off of the throne of your life and choose to allow the King of Kings to sit there and take your instructions from him. That's the only way out of the mess that this world is in. But it's a wonderful way out because it's also the way to an abundant life. It's the way to a fulfilled life. It's the way to adventure and to peace with Christ Jesus. So there's so many different places. When you bow your knee before the Spirit of God, allow the light of God to flood your life. And when He shows you something, allow the Spirit of God to strengthen you for that to leave. And each of you does that before God for yourself, because nobody can walk out the life that you live for you. It's purely you and the Father. So before you is blessings and curses. Before you is the kingdom of God and the kingdom of the enemy in the world. Before you is light and darkness. And before you is God's way and your own way. My encouragement to you today is to choose life.
Oh, okay.